We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Chav Dalet Amud Alef, and we are beginning from the new Mishnah on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Alef. Zok the Mishnah. Kosher b'kahanim is possible avim. Something that's kosher b'kahanim, which we'll see, means shonim. It means how many years. There's no age limit for a kahanim, but that's possible avim. Levim, after 50, can't do the avodas halavim. We'll see in the Gemara about that. And kosher b'levim, which is mumin, is possible kahanim. Something that's kosher by levim, which is mumin. Mumin is not apsul by levim. It's possul by kahanim. Zok the Gemara, and we'll explain this Mishnah in this Gemara. Tana Rabbanim. Kahanim be mumin psulim. Kahanim, if they have a blemish, they have a mum, they're possul to do avayda b'shanim. But if they are too old, it's still kosher. We'll see the limits to that, what age it starts, what it ends with. But there's no din, really, in the Torah of shanim when it comes to kahanim. Levim is the opposite. The mumon ksherim, they can have a mum. It doesn't make them possible for avodah. But b'shanim psulim, but if they have a year, they have a year limit, and they're possible if they're a certain age, the age limit, the certain age limit before, or, you know, too young and too old. We'll see what the age is, and there it's possible. But mumon kosher b'levim nimsa kosher b'kahanim, which is what, which is shanim, is possible b'levim, is possible b'levim, and kosher b'levim, which is mumin. It's possible by kahanim. It's possible by kahanim. Not really how we know. The Torah Rabbanon learned in a brisa. It says in a pasuk in Parashas Nosoi. It says Zoyis Asher Lo Leviim Ben Chomish VeEsm Shana VeMala Yavor LeTzvatzav Avodis Emayid. The Leviim Zoyis Asher Leviim. This is the Leviim from 25 years and on. They come to do Avodah in El Mayid. We'll see that means they learn the Avodah the first 5 years, and then it says Ben Chamishim Shana Yoshuv Mitzvah Avodah Lo Yavodoid. That's the next pasuk. It says after 50 years they go, they return from doing avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. Lo yavoid oid. So zok the brisa. Zoyis hashal levi matam loyim fish nem. It says in the pasuk um ben chavish shana yoshuv lemanu la leviim shashonim psulim behem poislim behem. You see from here that the shonim pasul in the leviim. If it's over 50, it pasuls. Yochol mumim poislim behem. Maybe you would say mumim should pasul also. Why would you say that? But didn't. That shonim do not passel by them. Mumim passel by them. And we'll see what's the makar that kahanim don't have the psul shonim. But makam she'ina shonim paisel by mumim paisel by them. Levim she'ashonim paisel by them. The levim that are makbu with them. We say that the shonim, they have an age limit. So for sure, they should have mumim also. Levim shashonim paisel b'hem ain't a din shiyamum paisel b'hem. Tamalayim is in the pasuk zoyis asher levim. What's the lashon zoyis asher levim? Teaches us that davka and really the whole pasuk is really extra. But zoyis levim, zoyis levim, and acheres levim. This is what they have a psul. Only psul they have is age limit. But there's no other psul. And acheres levim, there's no psul moving. So now let's say the opposite. Yochayu a kahanim psulim b'shanim. Maybe kamsha psul shanim. Well, he didn't. Malvim she'im mumim paisel b'hem. How do you know from zoyis? You know from Zois, the Levim don't have a psul mum. Still, shonim paisel b'hem, like it says in the pasuk. So kahanim shamum paisel b'hem. We're so machmer and kahanim. They say a blemish a mum passes by them. Ain't it didn't you shonim paisel b'hem? Shouldn't shonim pass by them also? Tamaloymar it says Zois asher la levim and Rosh Hashar. The whole word is the whole pasuk is extra. The whole reason this whole Zois is extra is we're in the middle of the parasha of levim. There, you don't have to say Zois asher levim. So the Zois says this is the only psul levim have, and asher levim to you, but loy asher lekahanim. There is no psul to kahanim, but v'loy asher lekahanim do not have a psul shanim. So akaponim, that's already established that levim are the only ones who have the age limit. The kahanim don't. Why? Because it says asher levim. Now how do you know levim don't have psul mum? Because it says zoyis asher levim. Now the Gemara goes further. We know that when we're talking about the avodah levim in the midbar, where these psukim are talking about, it's talking about carrying the Mishkan. When they travel from place to place, the entire Mishkan, which was a lot of Kroshim, Yerios, the Kalim of the Mishkan, and the Kalaim, a lot of different parts of it, were all carried from place to place. And they were carried b'kosef. A lot of them, some were carried in wagons, but there were a lot of them were carried b'kosef with the shoulders. They had to be wrapped up and taken down. And the whole process, it was all done by the Levim. So there we're saying there's a limit that has to be from 30 to 50. What about when they got to Eretz Yisrael and they had Shiloh and they had the Beis HaMikdash there, they didn't take apart the Mishkan and put it back up and travel with the Mishkan. So there, the Levim's job was to sing in the Beis Hamikdash and to watch and close the doors and take care of the security of the Beis Hamikdash and so on and so forth. So does that have an age limit as well? Okay, maybe Shulavim have the same din. That there, there's a limit. Tamloima lavoid avoidus avoidov avoidus masa. It says in the parasha of the Levim in Parashas Nosoi, when it says Ben Shloishim Shana v'Amar Lavad Ben Chamishim Shana Kol Abol Lavoid Avoidus Avoidov Avoidus Masa Boyom Moed. So Dafko Loemarti was Mancha Avoid the Bekosev. Only when it's Avoidus Masa, only it's Avoid the Bekosev, do we have these halachas. And it's Mash from Rashi and really from the pasuk that in the times when they had the limitations of Avoidus Masa, we said it's only from 30 to 50 because they're carrying the doing the Avoidah with their shoulders. There was a age limit as well for the Shira and for the Shayarim, for the doorkeepers and for the Mishayrim, for the music also, they had the same limitation. But today in the Shilai Beis Olam is no Avodas Mas anymore. Then there was no age limit anymore. Read the pasuk before, it said from 25 years old and up. Because of Echareim, another pasuk says men shloishim from 30. So which one is it? You can't say the age that we start working is from the 30 years old. It's 25. So which one is it? Okay, said chafei l'talmud. At 25, you start learning about the avodas v'shloishim la'avodah, and they go into service at 30 years old. Mekan, so why do you give them 5 years? Because this is the limit of how long they study for their halachas. After that, if they don't get it, they don't get it. Mekan l'talmud shleirah simul yafim m'shnasa heishonim. But you see from here that if you don't copy learning within 5 years, shuv ein aray, and it's too late already. After that, you're not going to learn anymore. If you didn't get it in 5 years, you're not going to get it anymore. It's a sign that it's not going to go in. Rav Yisroel says Gimel Shonim. He says the klal is not dafka here. Klal is 3 years. How do I know this? Shonim says in the pasuk. There's a pasuk by Nebuchadnezzar when Nebuchadnezzar wanted to bring into his palace little Yiddish boys and train them into being officers in their palace. It says in the pasuk this. Yilad Mashayim Behem Komum V'Toyvi Mara Maskilu Mechol Chokma V'Yedid Das V'Vina Mada V'Ashikarich Behem Lamoid V'Heichal Amelach U'Lalamdom Sefer U'Loshon Kazdim. This says in the pasuk there. And it says there that what did he do? Vayima, that's Pasuk Dalet in Daniel. Then in Pasuk Hey, it says Vayima lehem amelach vayoyim v'yoyimoy. He gave them a pas v'agamelach miyayim mishtov legadlam shalom shalosh muksos miyal v'yamelach. And it took 3 years for them to learn the way of the palace. So you see, it takes 3 years. Legadlam shalosh shalom sefer losh and kazdim. So to Gemara, so raise me from there. V'idoch. So the other man, the Yama, says no. It really takes 5 years to learn. To learn the custom language and to learn to work in the palace. Shai Lashon Kasdim, the call, that's easy. Easy to learn Lashon Kasdim, it's easy to figure out what to do over there. The Idoch, Rav Yaisi says, no, really it's 3 years enough. The Avoida, Shai Lachos Avoida, Skifim. The Helkos Avoida, which Rashi says, was hard work. L'hayr Rav Mishkan, to take it down. L'farkar, take it apart. V'lun Toysoi, and to put it back up. L'hamid, cross of Ashir, L'karm, and Pavakli, and Shir, L'karm also was very hard. So, there was a lot of work to do, and therefore, like this, everyone agrees you needed 5 years for the Levium. That wasn't a Shaila. Shaila was, do you learn out from there to other places? So one of them says, yeah. One of them says, no, you learn out from the Buchanetza. So the Maravayin, Tana Bonham. Koyin, when is the age limit for Koyin when they're still not what's the age that they can start doing Avodah? Koyin is Yovish De Cyrus. From when they become Bar Mitzvah, and they are Gedolim, we'll see. Later on, because it says ish mizarocha, it says it has to be an ish, it has to be 13 years old to do avayda. Achi yaskin, until they get older, they get too old, and we'll see what that means. Kashal avayda, the kashal avayda, there's no dim shonim. They have to be a gadol, and if they're too old, we'll see why you can't do avayda anymore. So until, from bar mitzvah, until they get too old, kashal avayda. Umum and paislamim, there's a psalmum by them. Ben Levi, have a limitation. Ben Shloish v'amen chemishim shana, from 30 until 50, kosher la'avoidah, they're kosher la'avoidah, v'shanim paisim by, and they have psul shanim, medva amurim by el-mayish midbar, like we just spoke out from drashas, that medva amurim dafka by el-mayish midbar, then there was an age limit, av v'shilo ebe salamim, ain if salim ela v'koyl, the Rambam compostle, only because the voice changes, What's the raya to that? Or Rav Yosi, micro. Where do you see this in the pasuk? The pasuk says, "Vayihi on top of our base now, Vayihi ke'echod lemechatzrim ulemeshayrim lashmia karl echod." And Rashi explains that they have to have one koil, they have to be able to sing together on one key, and if they lose they become tone deaf, then they can't do the avodah of koil. That's even here on the pasuk of shmia koil echod. And Rashi says some words by hika echod. Rashi says afilu zkenim b'mashma. So Rashi seems like he's learning from here that there's a limud also that you don't have an age limit in a time of Shiloh Beis Halamim from this pasuk. The Rishash already asked, we have a different pasuk, we don't need Hika Echad for that. So they could point the pasuk of Shmuel Kol Echad. So it's said in the Braisa, Ad Sheyazkin, until the Kohen gets too old, he does avoid it. Now what's the Shir of Ad Sheyazkin? Ad Kama, Rav Loyam Rav Chino, Ad Sheyarsis, until he starts shaking. If he starts shaking, he can't do avoid anymore. Now, Kamavuyer in the Rambam, it sounds like, the Rambam, the Ravid, that's a shikal of psul mum. It's not really a psul age, but once he starts shaking, and he yod v'ragl roisim ein koyach, Rash says, then already it becomes shikal gedin mum, and therefore he's psul for avoid. So, Tamar v'ayit, the Tanos went to the Mishnah. Just bringing another Mishnah in the gay age. Tanos, Bal Keri Shetaval, someone who saw Keri, and he was Tavol. So when he's toivel, then he becomes tar, at least with Harav Shemesh. But he didn't go to the bathroom near Glaim yet, after he saw Keri. When he goes to the bathroom next time, he becomes tummy again. And he has to go to mikvah again. Why? Because they're worried some of the shikhas there did not come out completely. And when he went to Meir Glaim, it came out together with the Meir Glaim. Rabbi Yisrael, no, it's only true, b'choylo uvezokin. Tame. Only Bechoy Vazakin, who does not get rid of all the carry at once, he's Tame. But Yellow Duvabari, but a young person or a strong person, even if he's older, if he's strong, Tar, it's Tar. Yellow dot Kama. What's the Shear? When he exceeded Yellow? Until when? Omrab Aloy, Omrab Rechino, Kosha, Omrab Ragle Echas. Someone can stand on one foot, Bechoy Lutz Menola, you can take his shoe off, untie and take off his shoe, Menola Menola, untie his shoe. If you can do the oil on one foot, then it's a raya, he's still strong, and we don't have to worry about Keri coming out, b'shas mei raglayim. Omru lava Rabbi Chanina, show you Ben Shmuel, he was 80 years old already, even a ragla, he stand on one foot, v'chayel tzim na'ala, he's to untie and take off his shoe, v'neum na'ala, and tie his shoe. Omru Chanina, where did I get that strength from? That even at 80 years old, I will still be able to stand on one foot, and take my shoe off, and tie my shoe. Chamin v'shemesh, shechasti imi b'yaldusi, the hot water, and the oil, that my mother smeared on me when I was younger, hein omduli beitzer knusi. Those things helped me when I got older. It kept me fresh. It kept me young from the things that my mother did for me. That's what Chanina said. But Kaponim, another idea of age. That's why Shtel brought this Mishnah here. There's no shaykhis to avoid it. Really brought it in to show you another simon of age. That if he stands and he could do and tie his shoe, he's still considered young. Legabi dalachas of al-Kari.